الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Begin reading this evening in the fourth chapter. The author has entitled حفظه الله تعالى محركات القلوب. محركات القلوب, the movers of the hearts, the movers of the hearts, referring to the affairs of the heart that are the fundamentals and the pillars of the actions of the heart and that which moves the heart. And this is in reference to al-mahabbatu wal-khawfu wal-raja', with regards to love and fear and hope. Al-mahabbatu wal-raja'u wal-khawf, love and hope and fear. And the people of knowledge, they have mentioned about these three affairs and consider them arkan at-ta'abbud al-qalbiyya. Arkan at-ta'abbud al-qalbiyya. They are the pillars of the worship of the heart, and every action of worship for it to be performed properly and correctly and beneficial in the prescribed manner, then these pillars must be established. So just as the actions of worship that are performed outwardly, they have pillars and conditions and obligations and requirements for them to be performed correctly, likewise, from the inward aspect, all of those rites and sacred actions of worship and obedience, they must be performed, each one of them as well, inwardly, with these pillars established and these requirements fulfilled. And that is that it is based upon love, the actions of obedience, and the deeds and statements of worship, they must be based upon love, accompanied with great hope in the mercy and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and fear of His anger and punishment, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the author, he says, عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أنه قال جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال. He mentioned the narration of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. He says that a man, he came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, mata as-sa'ah? O Messenger of Allah, when is the hour? Meaning, when will the establishment of the day of resurrection be? Mata as-sa'ah? When will the establishment of the day of resurrection occur? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ma a'addatta lis-sa'ah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, and in response to this question, wa ma a'addatta lis-sa'ah? And what did you prepare for the hour? What did you prepare for the hour? An indication that the time of the hour is something that is unknown. And we know in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked the same question, ومتى الساعة؟ And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he responded, ما المسؤول عنها بيعلم من السائل. ما المسؤول عنها بيعلم من السائل. The one who is being asked is no more knowledgeable than the one who is asking, meaning that this is something that only Allah knows. And likewise, here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he indicated to a great issue, and that is that the time of the hour is not important. And this is something that only Allah knows. But what is important and what one should be concerned with is, what did he prepare? Is what did he prepare for the hour? Is he making the proper preparations, or is he negligent with regards to that affair? Because the qiyamah, the establishment of the resurrection, is in two aspects. The people of knowledge, they say, al-qiyamatu qiyamatan. Al-qiyamatu qiyamatan. Qiyamatun sughra wa qiyamatun kubra. The resurrection is two. The minor resurrection and the major resurrection. وَمَوْتُ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ قِيَامَتُهُ. And the death of every individual is the resurrection for him. Is the resurrection for him. So at the time of death, this is the minor resurrection. And yet this time, a person, his soul goes to the hereafter. And الْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يَبْدَأُ فِي حَقِّهِ. The last day begins in his right. Begins in his right. And his soul moves on to the next level and stage of living, and that is in the barzakh. And this is from the affairs of the hereafter. So a person, he must get prepared for that day, for the Qiyamah, for the day that he will die, and likewise for the major resurrection and the establishment of the hour and the standing before Allah Azza wa Jal, and the accountability before Rabbil Alameen, and the great promise of mercy for those who believe and work righteous deeds, and the great threat of anger and punishment for those who disbelieve or turn away in rebellion and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have no concern or care for His commandments and ordainments. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the question is redirected to that which is proper and correct. وَمَا عَدَّدْتَ لِلسَّاعَةِ وَمَا أَعْدَدْتَ لِلسَّاعَةِ. What did you prepare for the hour? And this individual here, radiallahu anhu, he was given great success to answer the question with the most beautiful and beneficial and proper answer. قَالَ حُبَّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. He said, the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, this is what I have prepared. The fact that I truly love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed him now, and he says that indeed you will be with the one that you love. Then indeed you will be with those whom you love. قَالَ أَنَسُ رَضِيَ anhu. At this time Anas, he says, radiallahu anhu, فَمَا فَرِحْنَا بَعْدَ الْإِسْلَامِ فَرَحًا أَشَدَّ مِنْ قَوْلِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَإِنَّكَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. He said, radiallahu anhu, that we never rejoiced over anything after al-Islam the way that we rejoiced, or as much as we rejoiced over the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed you will be with the one that you love. Indeed you will be with the one, or indeed you will be with those whom you love, with those whom you love. Indication that a person, he should rejoice over al-Islam. Rejoicing over al-Islam is the greatest thing to rejoice over. قُلْ فَبِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. So al-Islam and the grace of Allah and the blessing of guidance is the greatest thing to rejoice and to be happy about and to be pleased and to show thanks for it and to show thanks for. And after that, likewise, the likes of this statement, that the promise from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that those who are truthful and their love for Allah and those who are sincere for their love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will be with them. They will be with them in the hereafter. You'll be with those whom you love. فَإِنَّكَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Indeed, you will be along with those whom you love. So he says, قَالَ أَنَسْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Anas, he says now, فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَأَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ فَأَرُجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ مَعَهُمْ وَإِنْ لَمْ أَعْمَلْ بِأَمَالِهِمْ. So at this time, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, and indeed, I love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar, and I hope that I will be along with them even if I did not do the likes of their deeds. Even if I did not do the likes of their deeds. And he's hoping that because of his love for them and his sincerity and that love, striving to follow upon their path, that he will reach that level and be along with them in Jannah, even if he was not able to do the amount of deeds that they had done. And this is what is required. This is what is required to love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to love the Sahaba at the head of them, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum, and the rest of the Sahaba, and likewise those who followed them properly and truthfully from the Tabi'een and the Atba' Tabi'een, and those upon their way, to love them for the sake of Allah, and to follow their way, to take them as role models in the religion, to strive to be upon their path, inwardly and outwardly, in creed and in application and in conduct and manners. And we're not required to worship Allah in the amount that they worshipped, but rather in the manner that they worshipped, to believe the way they believed, and to have the creed that they had, and to follow the path that they were upon. Although their sincerity and their determination and their efforts are much higher and lofty than we are able to reach, we will strive to be upon their way and following their footsteps. And this is in refutation to some of the weak doubts that the innovators and the people of deviation and misguidance, they try to make about following the methodology of a Salaf al-Salih. They're saying these are people who have already passed and they have a high and lofty status. How can you follow them? You'll never be able to follow them or to catch up with them and the likes like this, so on and so forth. But we're not required to follow them in the amount of worship that they had, or in the height of their faith and the strength of their faith. And they were favored in this affair.
their favor with a great, strong, and firm faith, but were required to follow them in the manner, and the manner they believed, and the methodology they were upon, and the way that they understood the text of the Quran and the Sunnah, and the way that they applied it. This is what is intended from following manhaj as-salaf as-salih. And no doubt, no one will be able to reach the level of Abu Bakr and Umar, and their love for Allah and devotion to Allah and sincerity and their creed and their belief. But one will have the same creed that they have and will believe in that which they believed in the same manner, not in the same amount. So he says, radiyallahu anhu, فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ وَأَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ فَأَرُجُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ مَعَهُمْ وَلَمْ أَعْمَلْ بِعَمَالِهِمْ. And I indeed likewise love Allah and His Messenger and Abu Bakr and Umar, and I hope that I will be along with them even if I did not do the likes of their deeds. So it's of utmost importance to strive for the hereafter. And this is the benefit here, but the point is to emphasize the issue of love and the importance and the status of love and the great benefit whenever it is pure and sincere, that a person, he will be with those whom he loves, those who love Allah and His Messenger, and those who love the righteous and pious, and they will be resurrected on the day of resurrection with those whom they love. And those who love the fusaq, waliyadhu billah, the corrupt and the wicked and the evil, and the rebellious and disobedient, and they're tried by that, then likewise they'll be resurrected with Fir'aun and those like them, Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun, those who are overcome by the love of this worldly life and deceived by the dunya and the likes like this, and deceived by the blessings of Allah upon them, then they will be resurrected along with them, waliyadhu billah, waliyadhu billah. So a believer, he hopes to be resurrected with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the noble companions and the righteous after them, radiyallahu anhum jamian. From the benefits that I remember from our Sheikh Abdul Muhsin hafidhahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about the biographies of two from the Tabi'een. One of them, his name is Safwan ibn Sulaym. He died in the year 132. And another, his name is Mansur ibn Zaidan. He died in the year 131. It's been mentioned a similar statement about both of them, and he, with regards to the issue of making preparation for the hereafter. Al-Dhahabi, he mentioned this in their biographies in Sirat Alam and Nubala. So with regards to Safwan ibn Sulaym, rahimahullah, it was said about him, Anas ibn Iyad mentioned, he says, رَأَيْتُ صَفْوَانِ ibn Sulaym وَلَوْ قِيلَ لَهُ غَدًا الْقِيَامَةِ مَا كَانَ عِنْدَهُ مَزِيدٌ عَلَى مَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ. That Anas ibn Iyad, and he said, I saw Safwan ibn Sulaym, and if it was said to him, tomorrow is the day of resurrection, he would not be able to do an addition to what he's upon to from worship. And what he's upon right now, if someone told him tomorrow is the day of resurrection, he would not be able to add to what he's upon from devotion and servitude and actions of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, similar has been mentioned as well about Mansur ibn Zaidan. And it's been narrated from Hushaym. He said, كَانَ مَنْصُورٌ لَوْ قِيلَ لَهُ إِنَّ مَلَكَ الْمَوْتِ على الباب لو قيل له إن ملك الموت على الباب ما كان عنده زيادة من العمل ما كان عنده زيادة من العمل. If it was said to him, Mansur ibn Zaidan, if someone were to tell him right now the angel of death is at the door, yani he's coming for your soul at this moment, he would not be able to increase, he will not have any addition to add to the deeds that he's upon, and he meaning that they're already in the highest level of preparation for the last day of performing the obligatory actions and avoiding the prohibitions, and likewise striving after that in the non-obligatory actions of worship. They are on a high standard and level. And these are from the role models that we hope to be like. So therefore, a person, he has to prepare for the last day. And the greatest thing to prepare for the last day is love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True and sincere love that will carry a person to work in the path of Allah and submission and surrender and humble obedience. After this, the author, he mentioned hafidhahullah wa an Anas radiyallahu anhu anna an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala ala shabin wa huwa fil mawti faqala kayfa tajiduka. And also he mentioned the narration of Anas radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered upon a young man who was on his deathbed, and he at the time of death. And he said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كيف تجدك? How do you find yourself? This young man, he is on his deathbed. He's in his last moments of his life. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, how do you find yourself? How do you find yourself? قَالَ أَرُجُ اللَّهَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَأَخَافُ ذُنُوبِي. I have high hopes in Allah, O Messenger of Allah, and I fear my sins. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. At this time the Messenger of Allah, صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, he said, لَا يَجْتَمِعَانِ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ فِي مِثْلِ هَذَا الْمَوْطِنِ إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا يَرْجُو وَآمَنَهُ مِمَّا يَخَافُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned now that these two traits, they never gather in the heart of a person the likes of this circumstance and in the likes of this situation, meaning at the time of death in this manner, except that Allah will grant him and give him that which he hopes for and keep him safe from that which he fears. So likewise here, this person, he came with a proper answer. Indicating great understanding in the religion. Even at the time of death and going through the pains of death, he still has high hopes in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, along with the fact that he is afraid of his shortcomings and his sins and his errors and mistakes and violations that he had against his own soul and against the rights of others and the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ أَرْجُ اللَّهَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَأَخَافُ ذُنُوبِي. I have high hopes in Allah, meaning in the mercy of Allah, and that He will pardon me and forgive me. At the same time, I have great fear because of my sins. These two traits here will never be gathered in the heart of a person, especially at the time like this, at the time of death. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, except that Allah will grant him that which he hopes for, and He will save him and protect him from that which he fears. Meaning that Allah will show him great mercy and pardon his sins and cover his faults and not take him to account nor punish him. This is all an indication of the importance of these three issues that we're discussing now. Muharrikat al-qulub, arkan al-ta'abbud al-qalbiyya, love and hope and fear. He says, رواه الترمذي والنسائي وابن ماجه. It's been narrated by Tirmidhi and An-Nasa'i and Ibn Majah, رحمهم الله. The Shaykh, he mentioned, حفظه الله, جمع هذان الحديثان ثلاث خصال عظيمة من خصال القلوب هي خير عدة ممدخر للقاء الله. So he says here that these two narrations, they gather three tremendous characteristics and traits of the heart, which are the best provision and stores that one could put in reserve for the meeting of Allah. The greatest thing that a person he could store and the preparation that he could make for the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jal are these three issues here. Love, sincere and true love. Love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hope in the mercy of Allah and His favor and blessing, and fear of the anger of Allah and His punishment. He says, Al-Hubba wal-Raja wal-Khawf. الحب والرجاء والخوف, love and hope and fear. حب الله تبارك وتعالى ورجاءه والخوف منه سبحانه. The love of Allah and hoping in Allah and fearing from Him the Most High. ولا بد منها في الطاعات كلها والعبادات جميعها. And these three affairs, they must be present in every action of obedience, and likewise in every action of worship. This is the determining factor in the value or the quality or the benefit that one will find in the actions of worship, every one of them. Whether it's a statement on the tongue or whether actions on the body parts, whatever they may be, from the deeds that are pleasing to Allah, from the actions of worship and devotion, servitude and obedience, this issue here, the actions of the heart, the three pillars of the heart, will determine how well it's performed and the benefit that one will find. And whenever these three issues are alive and the heart is moving based upon true love and pure love and hope and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at this time the sweetness of worship will come into his heart and he will benefit from the ibadat in a great manner, and they will become delightful and very enjoyable and pleasurable in his life. So he says, قَالَ اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. Allah the Most High, he says, فِي شَأْنِ الْحُبِّ, with regards to the affair of love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And those who believe, they are more strong and sincere in their love for Allah. وَقَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى فِي شَأْنِ الرَّجَعِ. And Allah, he mentioned the Most High about the issue of hope. وَمَنْ يَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُونَ. وَمَنْ يَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُونَ. And no one despairs from the mercy of his Lord except for those who are misguided. وَقَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى فِي شَأْنِ الْخَوْفِ. And Allah the Most High, he mentioned about the issue of fear. أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Or they, do they feel safe from the plan of Allah? And meaning from the punishment. From the punishment and the torment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, no one feels safe from the plan of Allah except people who are losers. People who are losers. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَجَمَعَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى هَذِهِ الثَّلَاثَةَ فِي قَوْلِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ. And Allah, he gathered these three issues together in his statement, the Most High. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمُ الْوَسِيلَةَ أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَهُ إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَحْظُورًا. The meaning of which is, those whom they call upon, and in referring to those who call on others besides Allah, those who call upon the righteous, like the prophets, like Isa alayhi salam, or Zayr, or any of the righteous from the men or from the jinn, those who call on them, those who are being called on, they themselves, يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمُ الْوَسِيلَةَ. They themselves are calling on Allah and seeking nearness to their Lord, and seeking the means of nearness to their Lord, to hoping to see who can be closest to Him, and hoping for His mercy and fearing His punishment. Indication that the righteous, this is their methodology. The righteous and the pious from the prophets and messengers, and likewise from mankind and the jinn, from their way is that they call on Allah and they supplicate and invoke Him, and they're hoping to find a means of nearness to Him, and they hope for His mercy, and they fear His punishment. And indeed, the punishment of your Lord is something to fear. So the three affairs here, they're gathered here. يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ الْوَسِيلَ أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبْ. And they are seeking nearness to their Lord, calling on Allah and invoking Him with love. Love, hoping to be close to Him and the most beloved to Him. يعني سبحانه وتعالى يَرْجُونَ وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَ. And they're hoping for His mercy, and they're fearing His punishment. So the way of the prophets and messengers and their true followers from jinn and from mankind is that they love Allah and they call on Him humbly in this manner, invoking Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for His mercy and fearing His punishment. The point now is the issue of these three affairs gathered together. The deviant from the Sufiya, they say, we only worship Allah out of love for Him, not hoping for His reward nor fearing His punishment. And this is clear deviation, contrary to the methodology of the prophets and messengers. The prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, at the head of them, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he feared and he loved Allah the most and worshipped Allah in the best manner. And he used to hope for His mercy and fear His punishment. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the proper and correct way, hoping for the Jannah and the mercy of Allah, and fearing the fire and the anger of Allah. And likewise, those who go to extremes with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, then they wind up deviating as well, going to the ways of the Khawarij, having fear that's not checked and balanced with the reins of the legislation, then it leads a person to go to extremes, like the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila and those upon their way. And as for if a person who were to lean or to rely upon the issue of al-raja and neglect the affairs of love and fear, then likewise he will deviate and go astray and become like the murji'ah. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the proper and correct way is to gather all three of them together. And the point is that these are the pillars and the fundamentals of worship of the heart. And every action of worship must be performed in this manner. And there's no rectification for the hearts except with love, hope, and fear. And stemming from these affairs are the rest of the beneficial actions and deeds of the heart. So he says, وَمَقَامُ الْحُبِّ مِنَ الْعِبَادَ مَقَامُ الْرُوحِ مِنَ الْجَسِدِ. And the status of love with regards to worship is that of the status of the soul with regards to the body. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُهَيِّجُ النَّفْسَ وَيُحَرِّكُهَا إِلَى الْقِيَامِ بِالْعِبَادَةِ وَطَاعَةِ الْمَحْبُوبِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَالْبُعْدِ عَنْ مَنَاهِيهِ. So the love, this is what riles up the soul, and this is what moves the soul to establish the actions of worship and to be obedient and surrender to the one who is beloved, the Most High, meaning Allah Azza wa Jalla, and to avoid and stay away from that which He has forbidden. فَالْحُبُّ أَسَاسٌ لِلْعِبَادَةِ بَلْ هُوَ رُوحٌ لَهَا لَا قِيَمَ لِلْعِبَادَةِ إِلَّا عَلَيْهِ. So therefore, love is the foundation of worship. Love is the foundation of worship. Rather, it is the soul and the very essence of it. Rather, it is the soul and very essence of worship, and worship cannot, will not be established except upon love. وَالرَّجَاءُ قَائِدٌ لِلنَّفْسِ لَا سَيْرَ لَهَا فِي الطَّرِيقِ وَلَا اسْتِقَامَةَ لَهَا عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا بِهِ. And hope is leading the soul. Hope is leading the soul. قَائِد. قَائِد. قَائِد يعني leading the soul. The hope, the raja, is leading the soul. And there's no way that the soul will be able to traverse and move down the path, nor be upright and steadfast, except with having strong and high hopes. وَالْخَوْفُ سَائِقٌ لِلنَّفْسِ وَحَاجِزٌ لَهَا عَنِ الْحَرَامِ وَالْآثَامِ. And the fear is driving, pushing, meaning from behind the soul, and blocking it or forbidding it from falling into the haram and into sin, from the haram and into sin. So we have the issue here of the asas, which is al-hub, and then we have the qa'id, which is the leader, the one leading, and that is al-raja. And then we have the sa'iq, which is the one driving from behind, and that is the khawf. So that we understand the terminology, the word qa'ida, yaqudu qud qiyadatan. Qiyadatan. Qiyada initially means to drive. But likewise, saqa yasuqu. Suq siyaqatan. Maybe in English you say driving. But in the Arabic language, al-qiyada yakuna min al-amam, wa-siyaqa yakuna min al-khalf. The qiyada, you do that from the front, and the siyaqa, you do it from behind. That's why they say the ra'i yasuq al-hadi, yasuq al-hadi. Yani he's driving the animals. The shepherd, he drives the animals. So will he be in front of them or behind them? He's behind them, pushing them along, he's driving them here, keeping them aligned like this. This is a soak. So this is what he's referring to here, the sa'iq. The sa'iq, initially in the Arabic language, means he's driving somebody from behind, driving something from behind. So if you drive something and you're behind it, that's called any soak or siyaqa. And if you're leading something, driving it from the front, then this is qiyada. And in our terminology today, maybe you say suqtu sayara wa qudtu sayara wa siyaqatu sayara wa qiyadatu sayara, with one meaning, driving the car. But this is the understanding in the Arabic language. So the qa'id is in the front, leading the people, like the army. In the jaysh, in the army, the qa'id, the commander, the general, he's in the front, leading the army. But here, for example, in the back, the sa'iq, he's the one driving. So now we see that the foundation is love, a ta'abud of worship and servitude and devotion, surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal. How does a person move down the path? He moves down the path with these three affairs, with love, hope, and fear. And the love is the foundation and the base, and stemming from that is hope and fear. But the people of knowledge, they mentioned that the hope is in the front, driving, pulling a person, pulling him to do righteous and good deeds, pulling him to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, pulling him along in his path of worship and servitude, in his devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the fear, then it's pushing him from behind, keeping him from falling back and becoming negligent in performing the obligations, and also pushing him or blocking him from slipping off or falling into that which is forbidden or impermissible. So this is what the discussion is about now. That we have love, the foundation, and we have hope and fear. Hope is leading the person, and the fear is driving the person. It's driving the person from behind. The hope is leading him to be steadfast and to be upright, and to do the actions that are pleasing to Allah. And fear of Allah is driving him and protecting him and blocking him from falling short or stepping off of the path and falling into that which is forbidden. So these three affairs are of utmost importance to learn about, to learn about them in detail, and how the heart moves with them, and what moves them, and also what will weaken them, and the likes. So it says, عن وحب بن منبه عن وحب بن منبه رحمه الله قال النفس كالنفوس الدواب والإيمان قائد والعمل سائق والنفس حرون فإن فتر قائدها حرنت على سائقها وإن فتر سائقها ضلت عن الطريق رواه الآجري في أدب النفوس. So he mentioned the narration now from Wahb ibn Munabbih, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He said that the soul are like the souls of the animals, like the souls of the cattle, any of the animals. And he says, and al-Iman, sincere faith, is driving, is the qa'id. And the actions, the deeds, are the sa'iq, are the driver. And the Iman is the leader, leading. And the amal, the action, is the sa'iq, driving. And the nafsu harun. An-nafsu harun, use this word harun to refer to animals. An animal like a horse, or a riding horse, or a riding animal like a camel, for example. If it's called harun, dabbatun harun, this is the type of animal that doesn't want to cooperate with you. The type of animal, that this is a description for an animal that doesn't want to cooperate with you. Doesn't want you to ride it. If you get on it, you want it to go, it will not go. You try to make it move, it will not move. It's an animal that does not cooperate. So some animals, they're like that. They're called harun. The dabba harun. Harun. So he's saying here that the souls are like this. The souls are like this. Sometimes they don't want to cooperate. Sometimes the soul does not want to cooperate. It wants to follow its desires. It wants to do what it wants. It wants to get money in any manner. It wants to have pleasure at all costs. It doesn't care about others or about outcomes and what will happen in the hereafter. It's looking for the pleasure, living for the moment, and seeking to have joy any that he sees or that one sees any right now in front of them, and the likes like this, neglecting the reality of accountability in the hereafter. So the soul is like the soul of these animals. So the Iman is the qa'id. The Iman is leading the person, and the actions are driving him. And when nafsu harun, the nafs, the soul, sometimes doesn't want to cooperate. So if the leader becomes weak, the qa'id becomes weak, then the soul will start to rebel against the driver, against the driver in the back, and he's going to try to find his way out. And he says, فَإِن فَتَرَ سَائِقُهَا ضَلَّتْ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. And if the sa'iq, if the sa'iq, the driver in the back, falls tired or weak, then now the soul will be misled and misguided in the path. In the path. And meaning that the faith is what is carrying the person, and the deeds are what driving the person. And if his faith befalls short, then the soul is going to befall deficient in the deeds. And then it's going to find a way away from the straight path, and it's going to deviate and follow his desires. This is narrated by Al-Ajuri rahimahullah in his book, The Manners of the Souls. The Manners of the Souls. Al-Ajuri rahimahullah has a number of great books. We studied some of them. From them here is Adab al-Nufus. Adab al-Nufus. It's a small treatise about the soul and how to discipline the soul and about the realities of the soul and how to train the soul to be obedient for the sake of Allah. So he says, شُبِّهَتَ النَّفْسُ بِالدَّابَةِ الْحَرُونَ لِكَثْرَةِ تَقَلُوبِهَا وَعَدَمِ تَحَكُّمِ الْإِنسَانِ بِهَا. So the soul has been resembled to a rebellious or non-cooperative animal because of how much it's always changing. Because of how much it's always changing, and the fact that it doesn't want to be tied down to a specific way. إِلَّا إِذَا عَنَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْعَمَلِ. Except in the case for the one whom Allah helps him against his soul with knowledge and action. With knowledge and action. So therefore, the means to train the soul in summarization is in two issues. What are they? الْعِلْمُ وَالْعَمَلِ. الْعِلْمُ وَالْعَمَلِ. This is what he's saying here. So the soul is similar to this animal. The souls of this animal, they don't want to cooperate. They don't want to go alone any with you. They want to do whatever they want to do. And this is because the soul is always changing, and the desires are always changing, and a person always wanting this or not wanting that, so on and so forth, and it's not able to tie him down, to get him to go straight. It's difficult, except in the case of the one whom Allah facilitates and aids him against his soul, and this will be by way of knowledge and application. قال ابن تيمية رحمه الله ابن تيمية he mentioned رحمه الله فإن العلم قائد والعمل سائق and indeed knowledge العلم قائد قائد is the leader والعمل سائق and the actions are the driver والنفس حرون and the soul is uncooperative يعني حرون sometimes it doesn't want to cooperate in this manner فإن وانا قائدها لم تستقيم لسائقها So if the leader falls deficient or weak, then the soul will not be upright for the driver. وَإِنْ وَنَا سَائِقُهَا لَمْ تَسْتَقِمْ لِقَائِدِهَا And if the driver falls weak or deficient, then the soul will not be upright for the leader. Meaning these things, they must be balanced and cooperating together. And one example is the hope and the fear. And the other example is the iman and the action. The other example, it is knowledge and action. Knowledge and action. These affairs here are the leaders and the drivers. The leader and the driver on our way to Allah Azza wa Jal. And all of us, by the way, are on the way to Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of them realize that and some of them do not. But all of mankind, those who are alive today, they're on their way traversing to the home in the hereafter. Some of them are on a good path. And some of them are steadfast upon that path. And they're traversing on a swift and good manner. And others, they are lesser than that. And some, they are even off of the path and gone and astray. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ So the means to traverse steadily and upright and swiftly in a good manner on the path to Allah Azza wa Jal is in this manner, with love and with hope and fear, with sincere faith and the application of that, with knowledge and the application of that knowledge, striving against the soul, because the soul does not want to cooperate sometimes. The soul is disobedient sometimes. Sometimes the soul is hesitant or negligent, or sometimes the soul is tired or lazy, or sometimes the soul really wants to do what it wants to do. It is overcome with the love of this worldly life. So a person has to fight his soul with knowledge and with determination and sincere faith to check it with the reins of the legislation, with sincere love and hope in the mercy of Allah and fear of His punishment, Subhanahu wa Taala. So He says, فَإِذَا ضَعُفَ الْعِلْمُ حَارَ السَّالِكُ وَلَمْ يَدْرِ أَيْنَ يَسْلُكُ So if the knowledge is weak, then the one traversing on the path will be confused and he lost, and he will not know where he's going. فَغَايَتُهُ أَنْ يَسْتَطْرِحَ لِلْقَدْرِ The peak of what will happen to him is he'll be cast and left to the decree, and he's going to do whatever happens to him. If a person does not have knowledge of the path, then he's going to be traversing, and he does not know where he's going. Even if he claims he wants to go to Jannah. And all of the sound-minded people, they say they want to go to Jannah. But many of them are not on the path to Jannah. They say, I want to go to Jannah. But if you look at him, he's not on the path to Jannah. Not in his creed, not in his manners, not in his conduct, not in his obedience, not in his servitude, not in his worship. Yani, many aspects are in contradiction to that. Yani, somebody may claim, for example, they want to go, for example, to what's north? What's above us? Tennessee. They want to go to Tennessee, but they're going south. Somebody claims he wants to go to. Where are you going? I'm going to Tennessee, but you're going south. Hey, no, I'm going to Tennessee. I'm going to visit my family. But he's on the road going south. He keeps going south. Is he going to make it to Tennessee? Tennessee is north, straight north. You go up. He's no. I'm going. Where are you going? I'm going to Tennessee. This is where I'm going. This is what he thinks, and this is what he wants in his heart. He's very sincere. No problem about it. He's not showing off. He wants to go to Tennessee, but he's not going the right way. Is he ever going to get there? Well, he has strong hopes. I need Tennessee. I love to see my family. But is he going to get there like that?
He needs guidance, right?
And he needs guidance on the path, and the guidance to the path, and guidance on the path. So he's not going to get there like that. Same thing, barakallahu feekum. And so that we understand, somebody, I want to go to Jannah. But you have to get on the path to Jannah. And the path to Jannah is difficult in this life. There's challenges, it's a test, it's not free. I want to go to Jannah. Everybody wants to go to Jannah. So we're not going to be left to say, I want to go to Jannah, and then we're just going to follow our desires, whether we have to work. So Shaykhul Islam, he says, Rahimahullah, فَإِذَا ضَعُفَ الْعِلْمُ حَارَ السَّالِكُ وَلَمْ يَدْرِ أَيْنَ يَسْلُكُ فَغَايَتُهُ يَسْتَطْرِحَ لِلْقَدْرِ. That if the knowledge is weak, then a person on the path, the Salik, he will be confused and he will be misled and he will not know where he's going. He will not know where he's going. And the peak of what will happen to him is that he will be cast and left to the decree. What will happen to him will happen. وَإِذَا تَرَكَ الْعَمَلْ حَارَ السَّالِكُ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ فَسَلَكَ غَيْرَهُ مَا عِلْمِهِ أَنَّهُ تَرَكَهُ. And if a person was to abandon the application of knowledge and after learning, then likewise he will be misled or confused and lost on his way. And he will traverse another path along with the fact that he knows that he abandoned the proper path. فَهَذَا حَائِرٌ لَا يَدْرِ أَيْنَ يَسْلُكُ مَعَ كَثْرَةِ سَيْرِهِ وَهَذَا حَائِرٌ and a tariq za'igun anhu ma'a ilmihi bihi. So this one is confused, misled, he's lost, not knowing where to go, along with the fact that he's traversing a great distance and he's moving a lot and he has no idea where he's going. And the other individual then likewise he is lost and misled on the path, deviated, along with the fact that he knows the right way. This is the end of the statement of Shaykh al-Islam. So he says, فَالرَّجَاءُ قَائِدٌ لَهَا إِلَىٰ كُلِّ فَضِيلَةٍ يَحْدُو إِلَىٰ طَاعَاتِ وَيَأْخُذُ بِالْعَبْدِ مَا خَذَ الْجِدِّ فِي الْعِبَادَاتِ. So hope is the leader, leading a person to every virtuous trait and guiding him to the actions of obedience and taking a hold of the person yani with seriousness and performing the actions of worship. And he leading him to be serious and strong in the actions of obedience and he performing them because he has high hope. والخوف سائق مزاجر للعبد للمضي في الطاعة والبعد عن الحرام والإثم. As for fear, then it is driving the person, meaning pushing him from behind and reprimanding him to continue upon the path of obedience and to avoid and stay away from that which is forbidden and sin. والرجاء إنما يكون نافعا إذا كان قائدا للطاعات. والخوف إنما يكون نافعا إذا كان حاجزا عن المحرمات والآثام. And he says, Hafidhullah, that the hope is only beneficial whenever it's leading a person to actions of obedience. And to work and to perform the actions of obedience. And fear is only beneficial whenever it reprimands and forbids or withholds a person from falling into that which is forbidden into sins. وَلَا يُغَلَّبُ رَجَاءٌ عَلَى خَوْفٍ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَى رَجَاءٍ. And hope should not be shown precedence over the fear, nor should the fear should given precedence over the hope. Meaning they should be balanced. بَلْ يُؤْتَى بِهِمَا جَمِيعًا. Rather they should be brought together equally. Fear and hope. And in balance. بَلْ يُؤْتَى بِهِمَا جَمِيعًا فَإِنَّهُمَا بِمَثَابَةِ الْجَنَاحَيْنِ لِلطَّائِرِ. Rather he should bring both of them together, the fear and the hope, because the fear and the hope, they're like the two wings of a bird. فَمَنْ غَلَّبَ الرَّجَاءَ الْخَوْفِ عَمِلَ مِنْ مَكْرِ اللَّهِ. So the one who gave more concern to the hope over the fear, then he'll begin to feel safe from the plan of Allah. وَمَنْ غَلَّبَ الْخَوْفَ عَلَى الرَّجَاءِ قَانِطَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. And the one who gave precedence to fear over the hope, then he will have despair and the mercy of Allah. وَقَدْ ثَبَتَ عَنِ ابْنِ عَبَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ رَجُلًا سَأَلَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ الْكَبَائِرِ. And it's established from Ibn Abbas رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا that a man, he asked the Prophet صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ about the major sins. فَقَالَ الشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْإِيَاسُ مِنْ رُوحِ اللَّهِ وَالْأَمْنُ مِنْ مَكْرِ اللَّهِ. He said that it would be to associate partners with Allah and to despair from the mercy of Allah and to feel safe from the punishment of Allah. So the author, he mentions, فَالْأَمْنُ مِنْ مَكْرِ اللَّهِ يَتَطَرَّقُ إِلَى النَّفْسِ عِنْدَمَا يُغَالِبُ الْعَبْدُ الرَّجَاءُ وَالْقُنُوطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَتَطَرَّقُ إِلَيْهَا عِنْدَمَا يُغَالِبُ الْعَبْدُ الْخَوْفَ وَالْوَاجِبُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِالرَّجَاءِ وَالْخَوْفِ مَعًا بِتَوَازُنٍ. So a person only feels safe from the plot or the punishment of Allah. This issue here comes to the soul whenever a person, he shows preference, gives precedence or has too much hope over the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and having despair and the mercy of Allah only comes to the soul whenever a person, he gives precedence to the fear of Allah. And what is an obligation is that a person, he must bring both of them, fear and hope, equally together in balance, equally together with balance. And that a person, he if he shows too much hope and neglects the issue of fear, this will cause him to feel safe from the punishment of Allah. And if he shows too much fear and neglects the issue of hope, this will cause him to have despair in the mercy of Allah. And what he must have balance in these affairs, he must hope in the mercy of Allah, all the while fearing his punishment. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.